The Mystery of the Lost Lenore, Part 71. Once I sorted out my hat difficulties, I was excited. There we were on the crest of the hill, looking down on the verdant valley below, and we could clearly see the very top of a stone structure peeking out through the trees. A parapet, I guess you would say. It had to be the Lost City. Why else would there be a stone structure out here in the middle of nowhere, deep in the woods? The others were excited, too. Hobie and Alvy were already wending their way downhill towards it, as Roger, Mr. Freddy Benaz, the third, and I sat, admiring the view. It had been a long, long journey, but now it felt like victory was within our grasp. All we had to do was stumble down this last hill, and we would be there. There, in the center of the fabled lost city of Lenore. It was heady stuff. For a moment. Even as the three of us began the descent, behind Hobie and Alvy, I found myself thinking, now what? Sure, we had found the city, but I was pretty sure there was nothing but a pile of overgrown ruins there. There was no hot bath in a luxuriously appointed hotel suite. There wasn't even a cold shower and one of those folding cots awaiting us. I had my letdown early. Even before we rode through the portals of that ancient burg, I was disappointed. And ready to turn around and head back home. What did I care for a pile of old rocks? Being a tremendously good sport, though, I kept my opinions to myself. There was no use ruining the fun of the others. It was pretty obvious they were excited from the speed with which we were traveling downhill. Ever since the incident early on in our trek, we had handled all downhill portions of our journey with some care. But now, with our goal in sight, that caution had clearly been thrown out the window. I took up a position at the rear of our little column. I had no desire to replay the great roll through the bush from before. I was in no real hurry to see the thing anyway. Therefore, I was some distance behind the others when Hobie, who was at the head of the group, made his alarming discovery. I didn't, of course, see his reaction, but I sure heard it. The shrill scream he emitted made it all the way back up the hill to me with ease. I didn't even have to pull my hat off my ears. It was clear as a bell, although nowhere near as pleasant.